The rocky slabs that hold what's left of the dinosaur known as Archaeopteryx are among the world's most studied fossils. But if a new study in the journal Nature is any indication, these are stones that still know how to talk. NPR's John Nielsen has this report on what researchers saw when they ran an Archaeopteryx brain through a medical imaging device that allowed them to see what was inside.
For several years now, paleontologist Angela Milner has been borrowing one of the world's most valuable fossils from the British Museum. That's the story told by Timothy Rowe, a friend of Milner's, who studies dinosaurs at the University of Texas at Austin.
She would take the specimen, just the brain case, just this little tiny thing that's about the size of the last joint in your little finger, and she would wrap it in tissue and cotton and put it in a small plastic box, and then tape it together, and it would fit in her shirt pocket.
The specimen looks like a million-year-old gob of well-chewed gum. But in reality, it's the fossilized brain of a 147-million-year-old creature the size of a magpie that has long been hailed as the missing link between dinosaurs and birds. Rowe says studies of this fossil have continued on a virtually nonstop basis since it first turned up in a German limestone quarry back in 1861.
And about the only major question left to ask with Archaeopteryx is what was going on inside of its head.
Angela Milner was looking for the answers to that question when she took the fossil to a series of facilities equipped with modified CAT scan machines that essentially blasted the fossil with X-rays. But for years, all the images she got back were fuzzy and therefore useless. Then, 3 years ago, Milner got a grant that allowed her to run her priceless rock through Tim Rowe's CT scanner, one that is built specifically to look inside fossils.
And I'm happy to report that when she placed the skull in our scanner, we were able to see some really wonderful things in the cross-sections, the digital cross-sections that emerged.
Rowe says his scanner took a total of 1,300 different digital slices of the brain of Archaeopteryx. Later, back in London, they would be combined to form a vivid 3D image of a brain nobody had ever seen before. Rowe says these images reveal a lot about the way this bird moved around. For one thing, they seem to end a long-running fight over whether Archaeopteryx could fly.
It had a huge center for processing visual information. Okay, if you're flying, you got to see where you're going. We also see in the brain scans that the gyroscope, the effective gyroscope of its middle ear, looks exactly like the middle ear of a flying bird today, and nothing else has that kind of ear.
Others are more cautious. Ken Dial, an expert on bird flight at the University of Montana, says the Nature paper is an elegant study of a bird that may be getting too much attention.
We are consumed with Archaeopteryx, probably to a fault, and it may in fact have been a side channel to really the origin of flight. And we've got to be very careful not to just put it in the middle between two dots in the evolution from dinosaurs or theropods to birds.
Rowe says he agrees with all of that. All the same, when Milner let Rowe hold this fossil in his hand, his palms started sweating and his only thought was, oh dear God, what happens if I drop it? John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.
Images of the fossil and a recreation of what the bird may have looked like are at npr.org.